Yo, 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 it's the P-Dot Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to another episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast, Season 7, Episode 140. That's 140. 140. Hey, let's go. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Clear My Fitness Podcast. This is the last episode. This is 140 episodes that I've just compiled and put together, and I've just loved and enjoyed every minute, second, hour that I have invested into this show. It's much appreciative. It's much appreciated. So I'm appreciative. So I'm showing my appreciation. Right? Is that how that goes? I'm showing my appreciation. I'm appreciative. So I'm showing my appreciation. Let's go. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to an episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, the P-Dot Show. Let's go. I just got through smashing a bowl. I keep saying a bowl. It wasn't a bowl. But those who were online with me before I started the show, they saw me just like go crazy on a burrito from Chipotle. It was a sofritas bowl. No, it was a sofritas burrito with black beans, rice, the pico. I put the pico on the side. Put the pico on the side. I didn't want the... Hey, wait, hold up. Today's episode is called I'm Done Here. I'm Done Here. Let's go. Back to my order. So I get the pico and the hot sauce on the side. And I get the guac on the side because I don't want it all in the burrito, because I remember in my Fat Pat days, I used to get a deep fried burrito and then I would get all that stuff in there. But that would soak up the juices. It would soak up the juices when you made it deep fried. They call it like chimichanga, but I really just feel like it's still a burrito. It's just a deep fried burrito. But that's neither here nor there. I'm not here to debate what y'all call the food. That's what I was doing back in my carnivore days. But that's another story. So back to the order. I get all that other stuff because they don't do their burritos like that, which is fine. I don't need a deep fried burrito. I've been delivered from deep fried burritos, so I don't feel the need that I have to eat a deep fried burrito. So I'm done with that. Right? I'm done with that. I do realize, though, that even with writing 140 episodes, man, like, I've come so far, and I'm just going to speak from the heart tonight. Like, I'm just going to speak from the heart. Like, there's many things that we all go through, and we all find ways to band-aid what it is that we're going through by going to an outlet to seek validation from people who don't really know us, but we like to be told what we like to hear. So we tend to, I'm guilty of it. Been there, but I'm done here. Like, I'm done with those type of things. Like, and I can like stand on that and stand true to what I'm saying. And I'm very appreciative of this mindset that I have right now, because, man, I thought about it. 420 days I dedicated my life to running and just raising awareness on loving yourself, loving who you are, eradicating self-imposter syndrome. You know, imposter syndrome, I want to call it. Well, yeah, sometimes it's self-inflicted, but even just imposter syndrome alone, like that was my goal. That was one of the things that pushed me, along with seeing that my friend Jamie, who initiated the whole thought process of me of running for a continuous cycle of a year, like a whole year. You dedicating your life a whole year to running every single day. And, so I got the idea from Jamie, and you can follow her, by the way, Run Notes by Jamie. But I got the idea of just raising awareness and loving yourself, loving who you are, but understanding that we have to attain more knowledge to access more power to the things than to the lifestyle that we want to accomplish, or, you know, want to have, I should say. I want to be accomplished as well. There are many things that I've accomplished that I haven't took time to really enjoy, because I always realized that time doesn't have feelings. And the one thing about time is that it's going to continue to go. And I'm just very appreciative of just everyone who was a part of the process, good or bad. It was motivation, or I use it as, you know, a thinking cycle. But I'm done with trying to understand how I have to incorporate myself or other people. And I'm saying that, like, I'm just going to continue to be me. I feel freer now, because a lot of the weights that I had, even self-inflicted weights, it was just like, I'm done with blaming other people for where I'm not at. I have to hold myself accountable for where I'm at, because I only know as much as I've allowed myself to learn. So knowing that, I'm done with thinking with zip code mentalities. I'm done with it. I'm done here. I can say to myself and say I can detach where the old Patrick wants to stay where he's at, because he's comfortable and he's been a victim. He hasn't been a victim. He's just been there because he got lazy and he became the satisfied alligator. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you know, it's a story, like, you know, when the alligator is full, like, that's when he had his weakest moment, because he's gotten full. He's gotten full off of his meal. So by him getting full, he's at his weakest moment, because he's gotten full off what he ate. He probably has overeaten, right? So with that being said, I don't want to become the full crocodile or alligator. It's one of the two. Look, fact check me on that. Like, it's the full alligator. So by knowing that, I'm like, yo, I got to do some different things. I got to do some things that's going to take me to a different level, because this zip code mentality that I have, I can't continue to live this lifestyle. This is not suiting me well. And I understand that every relationship must be reciprocal. So I have to start giving into myself, start pouring into myself, so I can give back to myself. That's what that's about. So I'm really just sitting here and I'm thankful, because for 420 days, I gave myself, I dedicated myself to everyone that knows me, who likes me, who dislikes me, because everyone that likes me doesn't like me for the same reason, and everyone that dislikes me doesn't dislike me for the same reason. So with that being said, I knew that I could just bring people together by building and growing and going places we never been before. That's what it's really about. So for 420 days, that's 558,000 seconds. That's 9,300 minutes, 145 hours. I dedicated myself, because I made a promise to you all that I was going to remain consistent no matter what. Yeah, I ran 420 days. 365 was the goal. So, yeah, I became a victim of my own accomplishment, because then I wasn't doing it for me anymore. I was only supposed to do 1 year, but I got into a cycle of just pushing myself more and more and more and more when my heart wasn't in it anymore. So I was like, I'm done. So 420 days, it just seemed as if that was the time frame that I needed. That's all that I wanted to do at this point. And now I'm done with it. That's an accomplishment that I have. I've ran three marathons. That's an accomplishment for me. You know, I've run 10 half marathons, many 10Ks, 8Ks, hundreds of 5Ks. I mean, I've done those things. And I want you all to just set goals for yourself and hold me accountable as well, because I'm still a person of procrastination in other capacities of my life. And that's where you should give yourself grace and be done with the old traditional way of thinking of being hard on yourself. Like, give yourself some grace, because you're just figuring it out. Some figure it out sooner than others, but that's more about unity and community, because, like, we must come together and build and grow. But with that being said, start attaining more knowledge so we can build and grow, so we can do things that we haven't done before, you know. So just me knowing that I set these goals, and, you know, running and biking, and now I have to incorporate swimming again. Thank goodness that I did take swimming in high school. So I became a lifeguard in high school, and then I, you know, lifeguarded, you know, outside of there after I got out. But Yeah, so the half Ironman is one of my goals. It's what I'm looking forward to doing. I swim 1.2 miles, you bike 56 miles, and then you run a half marathon. I can bike and run in my sleep. Those are things that I can do. But I want you to be able to say what you're done with in your life, because, and don't look at it as a bad thing if you have to reposition people only to get yourself right. Last week's episode was called Treat Yourself Right First. You have to give yourself what you need first. It may seem selfish, but who's going to take care of you better than you? Who's going to take care of you and don't get tired of you? Like, think about that. Listen to me very closely. Like, you get tired of things after a while. So I never want to become a burden to anyone. So I have to work on me first. I'm done here with people who don't understand that self-growth and self-love are one of them. Two and three and four and five are the best things that I can always just put in front of something that's bad. Always put something where it's more cons than pros. It's like, no, let me put that in there, because I'm just want to be consistent no matter what it is that I do. But I'm always just trying to bring awareness to people who look like me, who don't look like me, but who are willing to listen. That's what I'm about. That's what running 420 days, that's what it was about. You know, about building, growing, and going places we've never been before. That's what I'm interested in. I want us to all attain a lifestyle that's worth living, the one that you really want to live. Understand that things don't happen just, you know, all of a sudden. And that's understandable. That's life. Life be life and sometimes. Go listen to that episode. That's one of my best episodes that I've ever wrote. And I wrote that again while I was running. It just came to me that day, and it was just like, yo, these are the things that people are dealing with. That's how you can get like target audiences and things like that. I can say one thing about what Clubhouse did for me professionally was even put me in a better position to do what I was already doing. It has helped me become better to where I was at. And utilize your resources before someone else uses them, because you have people in your life that you may not view in a certain capacity, but they can help you in ways that you don't realize that they could. Just think about that. Listen to me very closely. Start reaching out to the people who, you know, just because y'all don't agree on everything, don't mean that you won't agree on one thing. And all it takes is just one thing to have a better understanding of where you're trying to go. That's what communication is about. So just be done with the old ideology of like, yeah, you may not agree with everything that I say, or if you don't agree with one thing, we can't agree on many. Like, no, it can go both ways. Like I said before, everyone that likes me doesn't like me for the same reason. And everyone that dislikes me doesn't dislike me for the same reason. So just be you and understand where you're at. Always remember where you're at. And if you think journaling or you can't remember certain things, write it down. I'm telling you, write it down. There are many different things that you think about in the course of a day that you don't realize that if you just start writing those things down, those are the things that you, when you have like that writer's block on writing goals and setting goals for yourself, like start writing these things down. Like when I was having a problem, an issue with how I was going to write a book, I just started writing a sentence a day. I would go to my notes in my iPhone. I would just write out a sentence and be like, yo. And then I was remember asking God, like, how I'm going to get these chapters done? Like these people are trying to give me a certain opportunity so I can write this book. And I don't want to be taking money from people until I understand, you know, how this works and, you know, reaching this timeline and deadlines on writing this book. And at the time I had a few episodes, I think I had over 100 episodes. Guys were like, is it every episode is a chapter? Just start breaking it down and start understanding that what you've done already, you can just repurpose that. You know, that's what the word is. That's what having faith is about. You just repurpose your faith every single day or however often you want to do it. Just understand that that's a part of the process. You must fine tune what you're doing in order to get better. There's nothing wrong with that. 420 days I dedicated. Even with that, you know, I tell you stories about, you know, how I lost the 127 pounds, you know, how I ended up beating colon cancer. Like, let me bring awareness to that. I want people to understand that I bled for 5 years before I said anything to anyone. I'm looking just like your relatives, your cousins, your uncles, your friends. Like, you got people who look just like me and we not saying anything because it's embarrassing. I bled for 5 years before I said anything to somebody. Why did I do that? It was out of fear. I didn't want to talk to anyone, which was, when you think about it, you know, when you know better, you do better, of course. So when I finally got to the point where I couldn't take it anymore, I go to the doctor, they tell me that I got 7 polyps in my colon. I didn't realize that's what it was and why it was hard for me to go to the bathroom and when I was strained. And, you know, it was like, but I was like, I'm done here. You get those times in your life, you're like, I'm done. Like, I'm done living the way that I'm going to start holding myself accountable. I'm done with lying to myself. I'm done here. I'm done with telling people what they want to hear. I'm done here. I'm done with people who think that I must live my life a certain way to how they've been accustomed to. I'm done here. No. Like, it's not even do as I say and or don't do as I want and then we go astray. No, it's just that understand that there's boundary lines and you must have the same respect that you want. You have to give it out no matter what it looks like to you, no matter what the dynamics of the relationship is that every relationship is reciprocal. Remember how I said how E.T. said in that one story was like, I don't cut on my lights and ComEd, don't charge me. You see what I'm saying? I don't cut on my gas and people's gas. Don't say, oh, no, Pat, it's okay. It's a relationship. They give me power, I give them money. They give me gas, I give them money. Think about what I'm saying. Listen to me very closely. Every relationship is reciprocal. So understand, don't hide these things. Understand that people that look like me and men from back in the day, they didn't go to the doctor. You got to go to the doctor. I'm done with thinking that going to the doctor is going to make you insane or going to a therapist is going to make you think you're crazy. No, that's why, you know, I saw something where they were like, you know, when a little boy get hurt or something, it was like, oh, don't cry, you a boy. It's like, but you think about how many, and it didn't dawn on me. So I was like, man, how many times have I been told that? How many times have I heard that? And it's just like, not even being told, you can just hear it. And that influences your way of thinking. So you think that it's not okay to get emotions out. That's another reason probably why I didn't say anything for bleeding for 5 years. Why, how else, why didn't I say anything to anybody? And I bled for 5 years when I went to the bathroom. I don't know, because it tell you, subconsciously I'm not thinking, but it's like, nah, you a boy, suck it up. Don't think that it's a problem. It'll go away, because that's the thing. I would bleed and it will go away. I would bleed and then it would go away. And I thought that it was fine. I was like, yo, I'm like, it's okay. I was like, hey, it'll go away. And it would. It would go away, but then it'll come back stronger. And then the blood would be thicker. It would be darker. And then it got to the point. And I know if some people may not want to hear this, but if you have a father, you have a brother, you have an uncle, you have a son, they may look like me. You may want to listen to that. Because when I actually got down to that point where I was just like, I can't take this, man. Like, the smell was horrendous. I'm like, I'm in pain. I can't go to the bathroom. And I'm just like, it was just dark. So by the time they looked at my colon, everything was blocked by old blood that just sat up and turned black. It was just blood in my system. And the blood, it just got hard. And the blood would just sit there. And then the blood started feeding the disease. It's like, why you think a lot of times people look at these diseases and be like, oh man, you know, F cancer and F this, like, and I'm in agreement of it. I hear that, but I can't keep helping the problem if I'm not being part of the solution. So I understand that I had to change my lifestyle. I had to eradicate my lifestyle, that I know that there are things that are hurting people that look like me, but we're not talking about it because we're feeding the disease. And I don't want to get deep down that rabbit hole, but listen to me very closely. I was feeding the disease. The disease was like, yo, you brought me here. I ain't asked to come here. That's kind of like with kids. They were like, I ain't asked to come here. You brought me here. So I was feeding the disease. It was like, yo, I'm getting mad at the disease. But the disease like, yo, I didn't ask to be in your colon, my boy. You see what I'm saying? Listen to me very closely. So it was like, how many people in your life are you continue to feed like leeches? And they bleeding you dry. But yet and still, you think because all this is my cousin, not if they drain you, you gotta reposition them. You ain't gotta just get rid of them, but reposition them. I told you, this is a cafeteria mentality. We can all be in the same room, but we don't have to eat at the same table. Listen to me very closely. We can all be in the same room, but we don't have to eat at the same table. That means that I can see you from afar and I still want you to win. Yeah, I see you, but you know what? I won't make it to that side of the room the next week. It's okay. But I see you though. Listen to me very closely. Like, people, if you have more of this communication aspect, I guarantee you communication can change situations. We just fail to realize that, but that's why I wanted to bring that to the forefront. There's no reason why I bled for 5 years and I didn't speak to anybody about what I was going through. But I'm here to bring awareness because that people that look like me, that don't look like me, but who are willing to listen to me very closely. I love you, and there's nothing that you can do about that. This show has like helped change the ideology that I've had every single day, but to a trajectory where I'm going into a whole nother level every single day. I've been through so many things. Oh my God, this book is going to be amazing. When you see my ups, my downs, my rights, my wrongs, things that I've done, people that I've mistreated, people who have mistreated me, and not that I did it directly, but it was like I had to start holding myself accountable, because it was just like, you think because you do things with a smile that it don't cause frowns, Patrick. Like, don't think about, I mean, you're not thinking about what you're doing and how it's hurting people that love you, and you're not thinking about what you're doing because you end up hurting yourself. Listen to me very closely. I'm pretty sure we all kind of going through these things. But I'm here to tell you that what you're going through isn't where it stops. It's where it really begins. And you have to just remain consistently consistent in everything that you do, because it only takes 21 days to form a habit. And your future is designed in your habits. Listen to me very closely. If you can just start, you can build, you can do things. If you would have told me 7 years ago when I was over 300 pounds that I would run 420 days in a row, I wouldn't have believed you. But then again, your words are spells. So when you speak, you spell out, and your brain receives those messages as you tell it to receive it. It's your own operating system. I told you that. Your brain is on command every single day. It's always listening. So you need to always pour into yourself and be realistic with yourself. Just because you're saying something out loud and you're not putting forth the power that it takes to power that, that's just like somebody with a, like what E.T. said, some people only have a AAA battery mindset. You only got enough battery in yourself to power a AAA remote control. But some of us are generators. That means even when the power is off and you got to find a way, the generator kicks in. You understand what I'm saying? Listen to me very closely. The generator kicks in. When all the power goes down, that's when the people, we are the strongest warriors. Listen to me very closely. If we the strongest warriors and we the generators, that means we got the power to light up a whole home. And if we really come together and start building our community, then we can light up a whole city. Listen to me very closely. Come on. We can build and grow and go places we never been before, but we got to trust and believe in the process, because words are spells. So when you speak, you spell out, and your future design and your habits, it only takes 21 days to be consistent and just start believing in it, because we got many different things that we do for 21 days and we don't realize what it attributes to our lives. It gives us nothing. We just give people who enable our bad habits. We have those enablers. And we know that we have them, but we feel so good to relish in information that feels good to you that you just disregard what you really need to hear. Because at the end of the day, you only want to hear what you want to hear. And if it ain't what you want to hear, then you're already out the door thinking backwards of what I said, because it don't make sense to you. Listen to me very closely. People are in your life, but you must reposition them and apply them into a way that deems necessary to your life. Every relationship is reciprocal. Everyone uses somebody. Like you said before, the water uses the grass. The grass uses the water. Like, it's like, come on. It's like, you got to be streamed somewhere. You bloom where you plant it. And just put people in your life that not necessarily just do everything as you say, but have that sacred circle. I got that from the movie Meet the Parents, when he's like, I have a circle of trust. But you have that sacred circle. That way, when you can have the criticisms and you can have the communication with each other, because it doesn't leave out of that circle. That's how you build and grow. I love y'all, man. Go get checked out. Go to the doctor. Get those physicals. Get them done. You know, like, I was living with 7 polyps in my colon, y'all. That's not the way to live. Thank goodness and thank God for the doctors for eradicating colon cancer out of my system. I'm here to tell you about that. I thank God every single day. You know, July 20th, 2008, when I was shot, I didn't think that I was going to live too much longer after that. But here I am still being a vessel, just getting the word out, just bring awareness to people who look like me, who don't look like me, but they are willing to listen. And that's what it's about. And know that I love you, and there's nothing that you can do about that. You already know. Let's go. Hey, this is the season finale of the Clear Mind Fitness podcast. I'm very appreciative, and I thank every person who has liked, shared, subscribed, every single thing when it comes to the show. I am very, very appreciative. Know that it goes a long way. I don't take it for granted. This season, I'll just be, you know, upfront. We improved to 5 more countries. I said we'll give each other that. So 70 countries. The podcast is being streamed. Again, thank you so much. I'm just going to try to figure out a way to rebrand what I'm doing. There'll be a couple ways that I got a couple things in order to just start doing daily, and you know, just for content purposes to have it still affiliated with the show. But yeah, I'm very appreciative. I don't know what's to come. I don't know if it'll just be like a season 8 of the Clear Mind Fitness podcast, or it may be, you know, branching off into some eating episodes or eating podcasts where, you know, I'm interviewing people, I'm eating at restaurants, yeah, things of that nature. So I'm very happy, and I have to hold myself accountable. Y'all hold me accountable as well. There are many things that I should have done that I didn't do. You know, I'm good in many aspects of being consistent, but I am a person that will fall short with some things if I don't plan it out well. So I have to hold myself accountable as well. So know that I love you. I love you. This is me signing off season 7, episode 140. That's 140. 140. Know that I love you. 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 It's nothing that you can do about it. And I'm out, man. Season 7, the P-Dot Show is out.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Let's go.